So I thought I would take this this knight here, Sheikh Noor of the Round Table of Hazreti Pir, one of the knights of the Round Table, and read something, because now I would like to officially begin that we all start reading his book again. And so tonight I thought I would read a wonderful long teaching. It's a lyrical peon, really, on the principle of the Shaykh, on the principle which is really the Prophet's light and the peer's light. I think I've read the first paragraph many times in the Dergah, but so I wonder if I shouldn't skip ahead. But maybe it's always good to begin again. So I'll begin again. We'll read a few paragraphs and then talk about it. Countenance and Heart of the Sheikh, Portrait of a Sufi Master. This is a portrait of Sheikh Muzaffar Ashqi. So this is of Effendi. But as Effendi, it's all the Effendis, all the peers, this exalted humanity. So in essence, it's every human being in the core of their being. The heart assumes the qualities of the beloved, Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi. In the bosom of the sacred edifice of humanity abides the spiritual architecture, the keystone of love, the Sheikh, noble soul, sovereign of mystic union, always longing for Allah Most High, eternally offering himself to the one reality. The Sheikh is surrounded by dervishes captivated by love, his intimate allies in the closest friendship and most elevated ideals. Above the noble pillars of religion, beyond formulas of faith, legends, and allegories, shines the Sheikh, example and guide for souls, pinnacle of knowledge and refinement, subtle model for the mystic way. He essentializes human activity, spiritualizing all phenomena and making the human heart fragrant with the litanies of his breath. The Sheikh is full moon of truth and living word of truth, ardent lover of divine peace, adorned by spiritual humility, the mystic poverty that possesses nothing and claims nothing. The Sheikh prunes the tree of personal will and tends the nursery of souls, experiencing great love for future generations. Heart reposing in Allah and feet rooted upon the planet, the Sheikh is an oasis of the one reality, a transmutation of the ordinary world. Living book of mystic dreams, the Sheikh is the diagram of the divine plan. He is a rich vein of gold. He is a golden age. Fully realized, dressed in common cloth, free from the weight of personal will, this enamored one of Allah and leader of humanity soars in ecstasy without the slightest effort, borne up by the divine wind alone. Divine light arises in his heart, overflowing from his entire body, free from the nightmare of the self-centered world, relieved by self-love, relieved of self-love by the inscrutable will of Allah. The Sheikh falls in love with all conscious beings. By sharing their extensive suffering, he enters the presence of the beloved. The Sheikh is the pole star of love, portent that shines far above the narrow streets of the limited world. He is the human soul released into freedom, showing forth the image of divinity that is hidden in humanity, the sacred image never tarnished. The Sheikh, clairvoyant seer, uncovers the unsuspected potential of every heart. This excellent emissary of Allah, always adoring Allah, bears news of eternal joy for humankind, the recovery of its conscious unity with the One. Clothed in the white linen of purity, he sits in equanimity upon the stone seat of truth, beside the spring of love in the lily of beauty. accessible to those who go in search of the real at morning light, noon, and midnight. He teaches sweet prayers and lucid praises to wise practitioners and beginners on the way, to all those with strong predilection for contemplative practice, stirring amazement and gratitude in their hearts. The Sheikh attracts his loyal friends to the life of perfection, a life more alive than the life of the entire universe. When a physician administers the precise drop of medicine, fever disappears. The sick recover and become strong. When the Sheikh presents the nectar of his teaching, which cures the loss of memory, melancholy minds become skylarks, emancipated, flying and singing in the sky of wisdom. The dichotomy between heaven and earth has now disappeared. These liberated souls abide with the Sheikh in the fusion of nearness and distance, without veils of darkness or veils of light. Free from ambiguity and obscurity, their life is a holy sacrament. His heart always falling into ecstasy, the Sheikh's flourishing existence is universal call to prayer, chamber of prayer, light of prayer, and lyrical cadence of prayer. Eyewitness to divine light, the Sheikh demonstrates to humanity with great intensity the reality of divine unity beyond myth, science, and theosophy. He redeems human experience with his spiritual sensibility. He is like an immense choir glorifying God, free from apparent forms, from the apparent ego. Taken captive since childhood by Allah, tested and trained by Allah, the Sheikh has made the long journey to the unthinkable goal of union. Convinced totally by Allah, who is the fundamental demonstration shining in every recess of the universe, the Sheikh receives intimations of divine power flashing in his heart beyond names and letters. The prowess of this morning star of humanity is his ceaseless proclamation of unity, not simply through sacred hymns, but through every motion of his body, through every thought, through every intention. His very existence is to ponder and profess primordial reality in the present moment, a promising spiritual procedure that has given birth to mystic saints in all the epochs of human history. The Sheikh is the rich legacy of divine love, the ancient caravan bearing the indescribable wealth, singing birds, caramels, love letters from the beloved, and all the other exquisite gifts of Allah to the secret heart of the human being. Self-love manipulates and dominates, propelling the conventional world toward blindness. But when touched by the Sheikh, lightning of Allah, this obscuration, this worship of the ego melts into fathomless ecstasy. The spiritual leader who with this valor and capacity transmits the ancient lineage of wisdom is the true Sheikh, the wonderful counselor, the beautiful prototype, the messenger of love. Mature, wise, kind, open, he is the impartial benefactor of humanity. As the eternal discourse of the divine word, this guide becomes head and heart of the mystical body of the universe. Alhamdulillah. Has about 20 more pages, at least. It's amazing, this powerful demonstration of love and vision. I mean, it's self-explanatory, so there's nothing really to explain. The ability to see into things, the ability to see so much. So, I mean, Sheikh Noor, this is probably just a portion of what he saw in his Sheikh Muzaffar. And Rahmatullah alayh, Sheikh Muzaffar was a grand sheikh and is still a grand sheikh, and he was an absolute sun of radiance. And so, you know, he should have seen so much, but still he had the capacity to see and to express. So in our own lives too, you know, we tend to hurry over things. We tend to be unconscious during our day. Consciousness leads to this kind of vision, you know, where we see into the depths of every event that comes to us, and everything in our lives, every person. Can you imagine if we had this kind of depth of vision about, you know, people, our dervishes, our family, those close to us, ourself? This is about ourself. These 40 or 50 pages of pure praise of the human form, it's about ourself, really. So we should be able to see that in ourself and each other. Not just, if we saw it just in ourself, that would be pure egotism. What he said, you know, is leads to just utter dryness and death of the soul. But if we can see it in ourself and everywhere, that is the truth. So inshallah, let's make a prayer. Usually every Thursday we have an intention and a prayer. May in our life and in this from now on, may we truly see, may the eyes of our heart be opened, and may we see into the depths of things and into the ultimate ends of things. And in Quran it challenges humanity. It says most people just see the surface. They don't see the end. And what does the end mean? The end means the essence, means the true purpose of everything and of themselves. And so may we see our true purpose, may we see our beautiful nature, may we see our essence, may we see God everywhere, may we see the inner meaning of our lives and the inner meaning of every event in our life and the inner meaning of everything that is before us on this grand stage, cosmic drama of divine creation. Ameen. Sheikh Musafer said that he knew the meaning of everything that was around him. He knew the inner meaning of it. It would speak to him. So when creation becomes speaking to us, so inshallah, when our heart is purified to that place and open, then we will hear everything speak. We will hear the rug, the teacup praising, the bendir, our dervish companions. We will hear everything, inshallah, praising God and speaking to us. Ameen. To the secret heart of our peer Nuruddin Jarahi and Musafir Ashqi al Jarahi and Amina Taslim al Jarahi, Nur al Anwar al Jarahi, and all the lineage of peers who were all having that capacity of clear hearing, clear seeing. Ya Sami Ya Basir. Al-Fatiha, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الحمد لله. But to be able to hear and to be able to see, we have to really be in ourself. We have to take that place, sit on the throne of our heart, and therefore we have to be at peace in our heart. And I know myself, if I'm stressed or have inner conflict, I immediately am projected outside of myself and I'm on the surface of things and everything becomes very tense and stressful. When we are at peace in our heart, we can be here and then everything comes to us. As Allah said, if you come to me, everything will come after you. And partly what that means is things will open up to you. Beings, people will open up to you. Creatures will open up to you when we are with Allah in our hearts. So inshallah, may we find that peace. Alhamdulillah. I thought maybe just to say a few words, you know, about what happened. Not even that I saw the news directly. I just heard indirectly of the video that went out and then the reactions that went out. So I feel more have the right to critique what happened, you know, in Egypt, because from the point of view of representing to whatever tiny degree, but this tradition, I would like to say that it's not at all representing this tradition. In fact, it's the opposite, what happened, the reaction that took place. And one of the people that they unfortunately killed in the embassy was a very good man in Libya, and that he was very sympathetic and good-hearted. So, you know, so rather he's a martyr to the limited religion and to the lower passions. That's really all it was, just limited lower passions under the and in the limited, very, very limited religion. One doesn't even want to call it religion anymore. It's just ideology. Let's call it ideology. So, and on the other side, if I can say, as a Western woman, or a Westerner, and an American, and also of Christian background, I would like to say that that certainly doesn't represent the sacred path of Christianity, of Christ, of Jesus, of the Messiah. No way. So both of these are coming just from the lower levels of, you know, of human passion. I don't even want to call it human, actually. Hardly call it human. It's more shaitanic, is what I'd like to say, is that this is the shaitan at work. And we see the effects when one somehow gets pulled by it. Then, you know, whatever of limited nature still unpolished or, you know, in ourself, then we latch onto that and then we get pulled in. That's exactly the design. That's the design of the rebel, is to pull humanity into these, you know, acting foolishly and crudely and angrily toward each other and toward hatred and in fact, fomenting and increasing misunderstanding. So the dervish way, which is the human way, which is the way of all sacred paths, that when we see something, you know, a fire starting like that, we put it out. We extinguish it through our, first of all, through our wisdom to see where it comes from, what the origin of it is, that it's not coming from a sacred tradition. It's not. It's coming from exactly that dark source. And then through compassion for humanity, for the humanity that it misleads, to pray and to whatever way we can with our words, our actions, to try to bring about understanding. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that, as we all know, as it says in the Quran too, that, you know, people try to fool and trick each other, to trick God, or the trickster, as we call it sometimes, tries to dupe humanity. But it says God is the greater trickster. Mach is the word. And so it's quite an interesting term to use for God. I haven't come across that anywhere else but in the Quran. But I'm sure maybe other paths might talk about it, but that, so Allah is the one who sets the traps, really. But the trap of Allah is the trap that brings us all to felicity. So, but the trickster ends up trapped, and those who follow the trickster, you know, end up trapped by Allah, but ultimately that prison will turn to their, inshallah, paradise. That's the beauty of it. But inshallah, so let's not in our heart, you know, get pulled one way or the other and hating one. Certainly that would be completely the wrong reaction. I myself have fallen into that, you know, many times. But maybe fallen in so many times, and then I realize the futility of it, and it doesn't lead anywhere, and it certainly rather dims down one's spiritual heart. So rather not to fall into any dogma or you know, sides there. Just take the side of humanity. Take the side of the human heart and the well-being of humanity, of the entirety of humanity. So you can't take sides in, to do that. So inshallah. I mean, there is a side. It's the side of goodness. It's the side of Allah. It's the side of guidance and truth. And in a sense, it is taking sides. So I take that back. But it's not taking sides among groups of people or, you know, or certainly the sacred traditions, which all really speak, as we were saying earlier, with one voice. So alhamdulillah. You know, just about our conversation just earlier about reading the signs and seeing into the meanings of everything is... our life is a dream, and so, inshallah, we should learn to interpret it.